Welcome to Celebration Voices, where each week we talk about personal stories of hope, discovery, and of course, celebration. We will explore how celebrating every day creates a ripple effect that touches friends, neighbors, and strangers. I'm your host, Michelle Schaff. Let's create some ripples. Everybody, here I am today with Celebration Voices guest Jennifer Monroe, and she is here to tell us why she celebrates every day and share some stories of celebrating. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
I am so excited to be here. I have a fun story about how I became an ambassador and about celebrating every day. I originally reached out to the National Day Calendar because I was a speech pathologist in the school system. And my speech pathology friends were like, do they have a speech pathology day? And let me check. So there wasn't one specifically dedicated to it. I said, well, let me ask them. And they said, you can do that. I was like, why couldn't you? So I emailed and they were wonderful and sent back and they said, well, it's wrapped up into Better Speech and Hearing Month, which that's what speech pathologists celebrate. Made perfect sense to me. And while I was talking to them, they said, you seem rather enthusiastic about all these national days. And I said, I am because I use them. I used to use them. I'm retired now, but I use them a lot with my students. It's such a fun thing to talk about every day. And it gives you an immediate connection point to basically anyone, students, anybody that you run across. It's just a fun little quirky thing to throw in there. And they said, we're starting an ambassador program and we think you'd be perfect for it. I'm like, sign me up. So I'm not sure if I was the first one, but I know I was really close to being one of
you
the
were
first.
Very close, if not the first. I don't remember for sure, but I do remember this conversation, and it was, you are so enthusiastic. It's not a was thing at all. It's present tense.
Yes.
You live a celebrate every day lifestyle pretty much.
I really do. I am a champion of that motto. Just it's internal. And then life circumstances led me to fully embrace it even more. In my ambassador profile, it talks about my dad, and he's one of the reasons I get teary-eyed every time. And this has been years that our family has dealt with this, but it's such a beautiful story because it highlights why celebrating every day is just personally important to me. So my dad was a doctor in Dallas, and he contracted hepatitis through one of his patients. And that was back in the 80s when people didn't double glove or use a lot of precautions. And it was a very scary time for us. He was going to die, and unless he had a liver transplant. He got on the transplant list, and he had no preferential treatment just because he's a doctor. I mean, that transplant list is the way it is. You just get on it, and if you're lucky to get a match, then you are blessed. And literally in the nick of time, his doctor told us he probably would have lived 3 more weeks by the time when they did the surgery if that had not happened. So he received a liver from this woman that lived in Brazoria, Texas. We got to meet their family, and they are our heroes to this day. But my dad has always been a very optimistic, enthusiastic person, and that quadrupled to a million times over his appreciation for life. And why every moment is precious, and why every day you deserve to celebrate. And celebrate doesn't have to be some huge elaborate party with confetti and parties. It can just be an attitude. And that's what I think of it. Just so grateful, you know, each morning waking up and thinking, we're here on this planet. We've got family. We're safe. Talking about, you know, things going on with Russia and the Ukraine and how rough all that is right now.
Right.
I'm just so mindful of the little tiny things we have to be grateful for. And I'm sure there's something they're grateful for too in these moments of tragedy. So even when things are the toughest and hardest, I think you don't have to look too far to find one little thing to be grateful for.
It can be just a micro moment.
A micro.
That can change the day.
We've been tested on that so much, you know, with COVID, and my goodness, that felt like a heavy weight, but it's fun to change your mindset just a little and look for something positive. So that's why it's important to me.
That's why we celebrate every day around here too. It is a lifestyle. It is a mindset. And sometimes it takes some adjustment for someone. Yes. I've heard stories of people who are like, this changed my life. And so we hear these stories, and that's what we're doing here, trying to get those stories out. And you're one of them. And I'm so glad you shared that about your dad.
Thank you.
I'm familiar with the transplant process. A family member of ours has gone through it as well. And so we know what it's like at that last, you know, you said 3 weeks, that, mm-hmm. that desperation you almost feel, and then afterwards being extremely grateful.
That's yes.
powerful, very powerful. So I want to shift gears just a little bit. Back in November, you had some exciting stuff going on. Tell me about what you were doing right before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so the story starts even before November. Back in April, I saw a casting call. And the casting call was for people who are outgoing, check, and who like to tell stories. As you can tell, I just did that. Yes, that's a check. That's the only two things I knew about it. And so I applied, and what it was for a new game show that was coming out. And when you answer a call like that, it's very vague because I guess they don't want you to spill the beans too early. So I didn't know quite what I was getting myself into. And they requested that I send in a 2-minute recording of me telling like my best stories and then, you know, telling like some quirky fact about myself. Well, the National Day calendar, it's kind of quirky, but it's also super fun. So that to me is always something so fun to tell people about because it is so different and unique. So I led with that. And that I think to this day is the reason that I got to have the experience I had. So it was for the Jay Leno show, You Bet Your Life. It's a revamp of an old Groucho Marx show. And they chose me and I got to go on and compete. And the actual taping was in July, but we had to keep quiet about it until our own show aired. And they told us at the time, we're not going to be able to tell you when it's going to air. You just have to be patient. So like I said, it started in April, went all the way to like the week of Thanksgiving. And then surprise, they emailed me, your show's coming on tomorrow. And I was so excited. I could finally tell people about it. But Jay loved the National Day calendar.
He did. Twist. I've seen it. It was hilarious too. Yeah. He had some fun with it. If you want to watch that episode, it's episode 73. You can find it, I believe, on Tubi. Is where I found it anyway, but it's episode 73 and it's so fun to watch. Kevin Eubanks is on the show too. So it's really fun to watch. He's got his humor in there, but it's also a game show and you did pretty well.
Thank you. Thank you. So that was the whole twist of it. And I don't know that they highlighted it so much, but we didn't know who our partner was going to be until literally 5 minutes before we walk on that stage. Okay. I met the guy like as we were walking down the hall. So I, you know, you don't know who you're with and you don't know what their strengths are, or what kind mm-hmm. of trivia knowledge they have. It's all just such a huge risk. So it's a lot of fun. They do have like a YouTube channel specifically for the show and you can find it on that. And on that, I think it says maybe episode 70. I don't know. So it's just one, I think it's called on there like bus driver because there's two different sets of us. I'm not a bus driver, but one of the guys on the bus racing, or I don't know, it was something crazy. But
they have two contestants at the beginning of the show, and then the second half is another pair, right?
Two sets, uh-huh.
Right.
Two sets. Yeah. But Jay even said on there, and you might have watched it sooner than I have. I think about let's make this National Risk Taking Day or National because there's a big point.
Something
where,
about non-traditional bridal day or something like that. I can't remember the exact words he used.
It was a lot of fun. So I don't think that I would have gotten that opportunity without talking about the National Day calendar. So
that's wonderful.
I think that helped me stand out. Yeah.
I love that little bit of notation there that might have been the oomph to make the difference.
I think it was. They kept calling me the calendar girl when I got there. They said, oh, there's the calendar girl. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
I would too. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
So Jay Leno's not the only talk show host you have a little bit of experience with, is it?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. I have done so many crazy things in my life. And that's another kind of celebrate each day philosophy and attitude I have. I always think, why not go for stuff? Why not try? Why not ask? Maybe
in your profile on our website, you talk about backstage with David Letterman and striking up a conversation with a stranger.
Yes. Okay. So there's that. And then there was also, I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis Philbin. So so many of them, right? Like so fun. But the David Letterman story is my sisters and I went to that show, and Lance Armstrong happened to be a guest on there. It was after his first Tour de France victory. He's from Texas and we are, so that was an immediate kind of, I paid attention to that. I used to do scrapbooks professionally, so I was a professional archivist, and I started thinking, boy, I bet he's got a ton of really cool things he would like to have archived. And so after the show, I kind of worked my way backstage and met him and his wife and said, I think you need me to help you. And they said, sure. So that turned into a whole other opportunity of making scrapbooks for them. And it was a lot of fun. I know there's been some scandal associated with his name, but it was a great experience. Great experience.
Oh, absolutely. Still, you know, seizing the moment. That's what you were doing.
Seizing the moment, for sure.
And I think you do that a lot. That's just a fun way to live and approach the world in general. And you've probably met a lot of strangers in your lifetime that's one thing that you talk about too, that you just strike up conversations. Is there anything unusual or unique that you've experienced because of that?
Well, I do use it. I use it as a jumping off point to have a conversation. Sometimes people are scared to, because they're not sure what to say. But my life took a whole turn after I retired from being a speech pathologist. That was a wonderful 25-year career I had. I embraced it and loved it. Love my students, love my parents, and everybody I worked with was wonderful. But my husband and I, we were kind of sitting around, you know, during COVID, like everybody else. He's still working. He has a few more months left before he retires. And I thought, what am I going to do with this glorious, luxurious gift of time? And I'm just going to kind of let it unfold. And so I started answering more of those casting calls. So now I've been doing background work, and like they call us background artists, and doing some commercials and things like that. And it's so much fun. So when I've been on set, I use that to talk to people like, hey, did you know it's National Banana Day? Did you know it's National whatever? And I've talked to Sam Elliott and Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. And
wow.
So National Day Calendar is a great conversation starter.
So you started conversations with the name dropping that you just did here, this is Tim McGraw and everything. What days did you celebrate with them or talk to them about?
I'm trying to remember. It was such a blur because I get very starstruck. And even though I never run out of words, it was whatever day that was. So I was so lucky that I got to be on 1883, that Yellowstone prequel. And they filmed it in Fort Worth, which is really close to my home. So that's why I was able to do that. Loved it. And we were there for 3 weeks. So whatever day it was, I would look up that day and then mention it. And now, right now, of course, that you're asking me, I can't think of the exact days I talked about, but whatever day it was, I'd work that into the conversation.
That's wonderful. That must have been an exciting time. The show is a hit, first off.
The show is amazing. And let me tell you something. So the detail that they put into, I was walking around in the background and I rode a train by Faith Hill. I was in the background. We had to go get fitted for all of those 1800s costumes, every single person meticulously fitted. And when you walked out on the set, it was like magic, because there's dust everywhere and horses and carriages, and it just took you to a whole other world. It was very easy to imagine you were part of that time.
So were you in an extra or?
Uh-huh. You can see in the first episode, I think I'm in there about 11 different times.
And I'm going to go back and watch it again.
Well, let me tell you, when I say it's like a split second, there is one time I can tell you exactly the time where you can probably see my face the most. Now, remember, my hair is like all slicked back. I have a little bonnet on, no makeup. I look very different. Even my family didn't recognize me. But there's a time when Tim McGraw first comes into the town and he's coming into Fort Worth and he's driving the wagon and he looks to his right and he sees like the place of ill repute. And then I was across the street from that and he turns the corner and he looks left. And a friend of mine named Delilah, she and I were standing there and he kind of looks at us for a minute. And so that was my big moment. So fun.
That was so fun. You'll never forget that. That's for sure. And
never. And I read that they're renewing that show like for a second season, but there's a little bit of talk about maybe it's going to be called 1932 and they're going to progress the timeline a little bit. I would do it 100%. And anybody listening, if they have any interest at all, it's not hard to do. You just, you know, listen to your local news and they'll say, hey, if you want to do this, sign up. And it's a blast. It is really, really cool to see behind the scenes how much I have so much respect for how hard they work. So hard.
Absolutely. I have a friend in Ohio who, when they were filming A League of Their Own in Indiana, they filmed it in his town where they were living. And he was an extra. It got cut, but he was an extra in one of the stand scenes. You see all the fans in the background. And that was, he just said it was a fabulous experience. So I can't imagine it being any different for you. And then working with such a popular show too, right now I know it was really popular. We looked forward to it every week ourselves. So
it was fun. We loved it. There is one coming up next week. It's with Renee Zellweger. She's got a new series out called The Thing About Pam. It is a murder mystery. It was on NBC's Dateline and it got so much response that they did a podcast about it. And she listened to it and thought, well, I want to play that main character. And so we filmed it in Louisiana and I just convinced my sister, once again, seize the day, celebrate the day, right? My sister and my daughter went with me. We drove down to New Orleans just for the day, just to do this because it's so much fun. And I told them, I promise you won't regret it. And we got chosen to do the Hokey Pokey in a wedding scene with Renee Zellweger. And so she was the sweetest, nicest, most genuine human being, so precious, which that's always fun too when your heroes and the people that you know have these visions about always live up to your expectations.
To your expectations, yes. Yeah,
but it comes on March the 8th or 9th. I think it's on a Tuesday, whatever that is next week. Super duper excited about that. Like that'll be fun to see. So we'll just be in that first little scene doing the hokey pokey with her.
Oh, that'll be fun to watch. I'm gonna check that out definitely.
Yeah.
Wow, so many fun stories for you to tell.
So many great stories.
No wonder you're such a storyteller. So I'm going to switch gears again just a little bit. So coming up, okay, I'm going to give you a choice of three things, okay?
Okay.
So first contact, name yourself, or look alike?
Let's do look alike. Is that what you're asking me to say?
Well, I had three questions here, and that's the one you're picking. So April 20th is National Lookalike Day.
Okay.
Who do you look like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's easier. It would be hard for me to pick, but people, the two that I get the most are Jada De Laurentiis, who is a celebrity chef, and she's beautiful. That's a very big compliment to me. The irony is I don't cook at all. And I'm trying to think there's another one that people have said before. No, I can't think of it, but Jada De Laurentiis, I would say I'm happy to look like her. If that's even
that comparison.
Yes. Yeah. That's fun.
I'm trying to see, you know, we've covered so much territory so quickly.
You can do that. I'll with come me back.
Very simply, what does celebrate every day mean to you? We talked about it early on, but what does it mean to you?
So what it means to me, it truly is a way of life. It's an attitude. It's a philosophy. It's how you are going to choose each day because you can choose. Every morning you get up, you have a choice. Is this going to be a positive kind of day or a negative kind of day? And I'm always going to err on the side of positive. I'm not saying it's easy because it's not. You're not naturally going to always have a great day. Things go wrong. Things happen all the time, but there's always a silver lining somewhere in that. And if you can just make that little switch and look around and think there has to be something I'm grateful for today, then that's it. And that's one reason, like the National Day Calendar is so much fun because they have a gamut of really little fun, quirky things, as well as these huge, serious things. And I think it's so wonderful that the National Day Calendar highlights very serious topics. All right. That was a faux pas. I shouldn't have not even had her there. National Dog Day. She needs to go celebrate. So, but back to the serious topics, I think they deserve so much recognition and so much thought. And it's kind of hard to just go happy national, you know, and then have a hard topic attached to it. But it's so much more about just bringing the awareness to that topic. And I love that the National Day calendar does not shy away from very important issues.
No, we don't. We provide educational information and links to find support and things like that. And I think that's very valuable. And so do we. It's a very strong part of our mission. And I'm glad you pointed that out. What advice would you give to somebody who wanted to start celebrating every day?
Oh my gosh, it's not hard to do. Just jump in and do it. You don't have to overthink any of it. Look around, find something you're excited about, and just celebrate it. It doesn't even have to be the national, official national day of that, but it is fun. If you just take a minute to go to the National Day Calendar website, I love clicking on, you know, today's National Day, what's coming up. I'm a person that likes to plan ahead and likes to always be excited about the future. If feeling like each day is a little too much, there's national weeks, national months. You could pick one thing for the whole month and celebrate that. I promise you, there's something for everyone in
everyone.
That.
Yes, I agree with you on that one. There is something for everyone on the website. You don't have to be a foodie or somebody who cooks a lot. You can be somebody who has an outdoor interest and find something that will be worthy of celebrating for sure.
For sure. For sure.
So more locally, you're a Texan. What
yes.
in your area, are there festivals or things that you would recommend that people check out if they're visiting?
My gosh, yes. So I live in this darling, charming, historic town called McKinney, Texas. It's a little bit north of Dallas, and we have an idyllic town square. Anyone that comes to visit says, this is like you're living in a Hallmark movie. And it truly is. It's so sweet. People are so kind, so nice, and they are very active in all their celebrations. They just did one thing that I think is so cute. They called it Crew, and I think it's tied into the Mardi Gras somehow, like K-R-E-W-E. They call it Crew of Barcus, and I think the actual celebration is Crew of Bacchus, but they do Barcus, and it's a dog parade through town.
Oh, fun.
So that's fun. And then they do Arts in Bloom, which is a really neat celebration of all our artists, local artists, but it's tied into spring, you know, so it's in April. They do like a St. Patrick's Day walk. They do a Valentine's walk where they do pair chocolates and wine, and you go into each store and it's a very active, vibrant community. They do a Home for the Holidays, huge Christmas thing. And our home was chosen to be on the home tour this past Christmas, which was wonderful in theory. I was so excited about it. And then it dawned on us like in November, oh my gosh, we've got to get this house ready for 2,000 people to walk through it. But it was fun. So we upped our decorating game, and the house will never be as clean as it was that day. But that was just an absolute treat to meet neighbors and people come in from all the buses of people came and looked around, and it was really fun. That was a joy. So our community is really big on celebrating, which makes it really fun to plug in that way.
That's wonderful. It sounds like a great place to visit and explore.
It is. It is.
So I'm out of questions. That covers pretty much everything. Other than, is there something I haven't asked you that you wish I had?
No, there's nothing you haven't asked me, other than there is something I'd love to share. And
absolutely.
So this goes back to one of my storytelling things, and this story can be so long, but I'll try to make it really listener friendly. I'll try to weed it down to the smallest components, but they're all important. I read a book called Unbroken back when it came out, and it was like a national bestseller. And I'm a huge reader. I love to read, but this is not a normal genre I would read, but because there was so much buzz about it, I read it. It was about this wonderful man named Louis Zamperini, and he was a veteran of the war. He was in World War II. There were just so many things about him that I was inspired by. And I thought, man, that man inspires me. I want to meet him. So I figured out how to call him. I figured out which phone number to use, and he answered. He was a 94-year-old man at the time, and was so gracious and kind. And, you know, he was very sweet to take my phone call. And I said, I'm amazed by your story. I'm amazed by what you've done. I'm amazed by your attitude. I loved his attitude and philosophy of life. And he said, well, thank you. And just as we were about to hang up, I said, you know, our birthdays are like one day apart. I think we should celebrate our birthdays together. And he said, okay. So I flew out to Los Angeles to meet him in person, and we spent a whole afternoon together. And I got, he was an Olympic champion as well. And so he had carried the torch in 7 different Olympics. And at his home, he has all of these torches. So I got to hold all those, take pictures with them. I mean, his story is amazing. Angelina Jolie did a movie about him, and he lived to be 96 years old, and we became really good friends. And every week we talk on the phone, and it was, that's like the best example of why you should not overthink things. Just go for it. He could have not answered the phone. He could have told me no, which would have been fine, and I would have respected. But look what happened when he said yes. I mean, we had this wonderful friendship with a hero of mine. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it's connections and making friendships where you wouldn't expect them to be.
Exactly.
I think that's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's something that you do a lot. You've enriched your life with new friends everywhere you go by talking to strangers and celebrating every day and telling your story as well.
I try to. I mean, it's just, it's a natural thing. It's a natural thing for, I guess, me and my family. But, you know, life's precious. Just enjoy it, embrace it, and share that joy with other people. It's kind of simple when
Absolutely.
You think about it like that.
It is. It is a very simple concept. And you're right. I appreciate you joining me today. I just love all of your stories. You're a great storyteller, and it's been so much fun.
Well, thank you so much. I had just as much fun as you did, and I appreciate the invitation. I was happy to accept, and I just want to remind everyone to just celebrate every single day.
It's been such a great conversation. I would do this again.
I would too. If you need me anytime, happy to do it. I'll try to go scrounge up some more stories for us, and then I can get back to you part two.
Go back to your celebrating and get more stories, and then we'll revisit it when you have more.
We'll do that. We'll do that for sure. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Jennifer.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye.
And now we welcome back our sound engineer, Chris Vandeventer, a.k.a. the Sound Wizard. He gives us a quick peek at what we're celebrating next. So, Chris, what days should we check out next week?
Thanks, Michelle. March 20th through the 26th, we start out by popping the question on National Proposal Day. We'll also be counting down to National Countdown Day on the 21st, goofing off on National Goof Off Day on the 22nd, and celebrating National Puppy Day on the 23rd. We wrap up the week with National Cheesesteak Day, National Medal of Honor Day, and on Saturday, Epilepsy Awareness Day. It's also National Introverts Week.
Thanks, Chris. Be sure to visit nationaldaycalendar.com for the complete list of observances. Share your Celebrate Everyday Stories with Celebration Voices by contacting us at celebrationvoices@nationaldaycalendar.com. We'd love to hear how celebrating every day has changed your life, inspired you, or given you hope. Celebration Voices is a production of National Day Calendar.